DJI Tello Review 2021, the best choice for you. This blog post is for those of you who are looking to buy a drone and want to know more about DJI's newest entry into the market, the Tello. The Tello is an affordable drone that has all of DJI's signature features such as obstacle avoidance, one-touch takeoff and landing, and GPS navigation. It also comes with a built-in 1080p camera with almost zero latency video streaming. You can learn more about this great drone by reading through our DJI Tello review below. DJI Tello General. What is the DJI Tello? The Tello is a small entry-level quadcopter designed by Rise Technology in China and DJI Flight Technology. It can be used with a smartphone, tablet, or another device that runs the Tello app. It has a range of up 100 meters, transmits a live video feed at 720p from its front-facing camera, and the flying time is up to 13 minutes on one battery charge. The Rise Tech Tello drone can take HD video and 5-megapixel photos. It also has a number of pre-programmed special moves, including landing on your hand or taking off from it. Is it the best drone toy? It's the most popular toy drone. Pros: really easy to fly, software stabilized, video super steady and zero wind, decent battery life. Cons: price does not include a remote control, choppy video output at a distance easily affected by wind. DJI Tello review. Design. Compared to most drones we've reviewed, even the compact DJI Spark, the Rise Tech Tello is a very lightweight and small drone, about 100 mm square when viewed from above or below, and weighing just 80 grams. Even with the prop guards, recommended if flying indoors and worth keeping on hand to protect your props and other home fixtures and fittings in your fingers, the drone is easily transportable and small enough to fit into a small bag. Although the plastic used for DJI's drones feels a lot cheaper than that used in DJI's, it isn't substandard. It can withstand a little bit of abuse while still looking great. We think this is more than enough for a drone costing less than ₹100. The power button is located on the right, and the bottom has two downward-facing cameras for in-flight stability. Because the tiny front camera is not mounted on a tripod, it can be fixed to the ground. The little drone does not have a card slot to store photos or videos. There is also no built-in ROM storage. Instead, photos and videos can be transferred directly to the tablet or smartphone that controls the drone. Rise Tello drone review, stability and maneuverability. The Tello can be flown via an app or remote control and hovers about a meter above the ground once it is launched. The app does a great job indoors of keeping height and position without the drift issues associated with other similar priced drones. The Tello uses GPS to keep its position. However, the pricier models have a vision positioning system. This uses an infrared sensor and a small camera under the aircraft to allow precise hovering at altitudes of up to 10 meters. It works great and is far superior to any other tech we have seen. The Tello is stable on uneven surfaces like stairs and different floors. The drone responds quickly to pilot inputs and makes precise, smooth movements in flight. When flying indoors, the Tello feels completely under your control. The Tello can be difficult to control outdoors, even with the slightest breeze. This is a problem that all drones have due to their weight of less than 250 grams. The Tello's positioning system is a bit better than others, but we recommend only flying it outside in open spaces and on calm days. Adaptable controller. Tello includes an adaptable controller, which can be remotely controlled over a distance of up to 100 meters. Students in STEM and beginners will also have the option of flying the drone with a tablet or smartphone. The remote controller is similar to a PlayStation 4 controller and should be familiar to anyone who has used it before. Rise Tello drone features. Pressure sensor altitude hold function. This is a key feature that is missing in most toy-grade drones. This feature is available on the Tello drone. This feature is great for recording video footage or flying the drone as a hobby. You can focus on your flight and not worry about maintaining altitude. This function is extremely useful for beginners and pilots. It takes the pressure off of you when flying the drone. The Tello has a pressure sensor built in, so it will adjust automatically to maintain its height as accurately as possible. One-touch landing and takeoff. One-touch takeoff and landing is another feature that makes it easy for beginners to fly the Tello drone. To fly, all you need to do is push the button. Once you are done flying the drone, press the button to land. The whole process of flying is easy and quick. You can also perform throw and go, which does exactly as it says. Simply throw the drone, and it will fly. Omnidirectional flips. The speed and agility of mini drones are well known. The Tello is a very agile drone. You can easily command the drone to fly in any of these 8 directions by simply touching the controller. This drone is perfect for showing off your drone piloting skills to other drones and will make you new friends. Bounce mode. This feature allows the Tello to bounce repeatedly from your hand or any surface with a range of 1.6 to 3.9 feet. It is very safe because the sensors built into the Tello will detect distance from the surface. It's pretty cool. What do you think? Vision positioning system. The vision positioning system allows you to fly drones precisely and easily over the target. Programming. One of the big selling points of the Tello is compatibility with MIT Scratch programming language. You'll need to install some software on your computer to get it going, and it's not the easiest thing to do without the aid of some instructions. Rise Tello drone review, flight modes. When the conditions are right, the Rise Tello is an extremely stable and responsive flying machine. Rise admits that it is best to not put the Tello in the air if there is wind. Because it is lightweight and does not have a GPS-based return to home, there is a risk that it could be swept away by a gust. This could lead to stranded Tello. It flew in my enclosed courtyard garden on a windy day. I almost lost it after a few seconds. Its stability-aiding sensors help it stay steady. This means it doesn't drift about your living room in anxious-provoking, cat-bothering arcs. Instead, it hovers in one place and maintains a constant height. 2 flying speeds can be used by the Tello, with the fastest allowing for a significant increase in the aircraft's maneuverability speed. You can also choose from a variety of preset flight modes by tapping through to the selection screen. Circle and 360 are 2 of the most useful. They record video of the Rise Tello spinning in a circle, or rotating on the spot. Some are more fun, like throw and go, which lets you launch the Tello into the air by tossing the Tello in the air. Are 8D flips that allows you to choose from 8 different directional flips. If you need real sticks under your thumbs, the Tello can be paired with a Bluetooth controller. However, I was able to fly it wirelessly using only my iPhone 8 and Tello app. The app allows you to tap an icon to start the motors. Once the drone is at chest height, the thumbsticks on the screen allow you to fly it with the virtual thumbsticks. They are very responsive. The Tello also shifts, it can reach speeds of 8 meters per second. This makes it more fun and easy to fly and an excellent first drone option for adults and kids who are looking to get into quadcopters. The mobile app's main screen has the thumbsticks, takeoff landing buttons, flight mode button, menu and playback buttons for viewing photos or videos, and a photo, video selection and shutter button. You will also find small icons that indicate Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity, battery life, height, and speed. It is a simple, intuitive layout that is easy to read and doesn't distract from the main message. 6 flight modes are available. 360, where drone rotates during filming, throw and go, where drone takes off when it is thrown into the air, 8D flips, in which drone flips in various directions depending on how your finger swipes on the screen, bounce, which automatically flies upwards and downwards, we don't know why, up and away, records a clip while flying up and backward, circle, flies in a circular formation while recording a movie. These can't be used indoors unless you have a palace. However, they all work as advertised. Some, like the 8D flips, are quite impressive. The battery's short life, up to 13 minutes of flight time, but more like 10 depending on my experience, makes it a great deal that the Boost Pack Bundle PS139 includes 3 batteries. Additional batteries can be purchased separately online for around PS15 PS20. Rise Tello drone review, stills and video. The Tello, like most entry-level drones, captures recorded content directly to your smartphone via an app. It's been a while since the Tello was launched. This is why it's hard to believe that its 720p 30 frames per second video quality and 5 megapixel stills don't compare to some of the more recent 4K cameras. While some drones have higher capture resolutions than the Tello, they are not as smooth as Tello's stabilization software. The in-app live viewer is also very smooth. It doesn't drop frames or cause lag when the Tello and the phone are close together. The little drone will fly closer to its maximum height of 10 meters and 100 meter distances, but the video quality is much less reliable. The live view, as well as recorded content, becomes choppy due to the greater distance between the drone and the phone. Camera performance. A drone such as the Tello is small enough to hold a tiny camera. This, combined with the insufficient storage, makes it feel very mediocre. The 720p videos and 5 megapixel stills are acceptable in bright lighting conditions. This is compared to mobile phone footage a few years ago. Although there is nothing exceptional, the video and stills are not too noisy. The electronic image stabilization keeps things relatively level and less likely to cause nausea. The stabilization cannot withstand excessive wind like the drone. Don't expect miracles when things get gusty. The problem with the camera's quality is not the actual footage, but how it is stored. The footage is transferred to your phone via a Wi-Fi connection as soon as it's captured. This sounds smart in principle. After all, it will probably end up there anyway. It's not a good idea in practice. The quality of the stored video depends on how strong the Wi-Fi signal is. This means that dropped frames and poor compression artifacts are common, at least in the videos I shot outdoors. Rise should add a micro SD slot to Tello's second generation model when it comes time for an update. The current system is not working well. You can see the embedded video for more information and to get an idea of how Tello handles windy mornings. We don't place too much emphasis on the camera performance due to the drone's price. You can't expect a drone to perform as well or as cheaply as the DJI Spark PS450, or comparable. Verdict. Tello's excellent positioning system makes it one of the easiest mini drones to use. The Tello is a fun toy drone that flies with responsive controls that work for beginners and experienced pilots. It also has the best video stabilization software, giving you the smoothest results. It offers a wide range of flight modes, making it easy to use. The app is also one of our favorites. The drone's video resolutions and photo resolutions are not up to today's standards. It is also susceptible to wind and unstable outdoors. Despite these flaws, Tello's overall package is excellent and makes it one of the most popular toy drones. It's also very affordable. Before you make a decision to buy a Tello drone, you should read the comparison of Tello versus other drones, DJI Spark versus Tello 2021, which is better for you? Tips to consider before flying the Rise Tello drone. You should be aware that drones can only be flown in the United States, and must be registered with the Federal Aviation Authority. Although the Tello falls under the minimum weight limit of 0.55 pounds, it is still good to be aware of this law in case you upgrade to a heavier model. Visit the FAA's website for more information on where you can and cannot fly, as a lot of airspaces are prohibited. Another top tip is to consider drone insurance, known as DJI Drone Care. A drone is a delicate equipment. A small annual fee can help protect it. The sky is the limit once you have mastered flying and are familiar with the requirements for drone pilots. Conclusion. The DJI Tello drone is a great product for beginner drone who is looking to get into aerial photography. It offers everything that the user needs without compromising on quality, and it can be flown by anyone regardless of their experience level. With Wi-Fi connectivity, you'll never have trouble with losing connection again. If you want an affordable option but don't want to sacrifice features or performance, this might be perfect for you. We hope you find our review helpful in your decision-making process. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at lucidcam.com.